Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, welcome back, my people.
Welcome back.
It's the Ruin Wars Pod. We thought we'd give you a little break from our faces last week, but done with that, we're back. Mount Rushmore was Leon's idea.
Yeah. Mount Rushmore.
A Mount Rushmore for crossover boxing, influencer boxing, whatever way you want to cut it, shape it, and name it. The four most influential people ever in the scene.
The goats of the scene, the most outstanding members of the scene.
And that is what we're talking about today. I don't know where to start. Christian's made some, you know, some nice graphics for us. For those that don't know what Mount Rushmore is, it's in the States. You know what I'm saying? It's in the States. It's got, who features on the real one? Washington.
Roosevelt.
Jefferson and Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's there. Yeah, it's the founding fathers. That's what it is. It's a founding fathers thing, but that is basically what we're doing. But we're using the crossover realm now. Lee, what do you think we need to take into account the most? Obviously, we're saying the most influential, but what do you think we need to take into account the most when making our decisions?
Who's carried the scene? Who's carried the scene? Mm. Who's performed or put on performances, holding events, putting on events.
Yeah.
The talk of the town gone viral.
Rivalries.
Rivalry, yeah, everything, man. It's everything in one pot, man.
Yeah, I agree. It has to be, like, the industry wouldn't be the same without...
Without this person.
This person. But only four... Impact. That's hard to do.
Yes, it's hard to do. It's gonna be debatable.
This includes, by the way, managers, fighters, coaches, and we got a little miscellaneous category, which could be like an honorable mention category. Do you know what I mean? Or if someone from the miscellaneous might make it, but.
But we're gonna mention a lot of names.
A lot in this episode. Of names.
We're gonna big up a lot of people, give a lot of people
everyone
their flowers.
Deserves their props.
Yeah. If we don't mention you, apologies. But yeah, it is all it is.
If we didn't mention you, we probably didn't rate your thing, lad. Jokes aside.
Yeah.
We're gonna be mentioning everyone though. We're gonna be mentioning everyone that we genuinely feel plays a part. So let's go on the time scale now. Bow. Back to the beginning.
The beginning.
2017. Is where it first started with Weller and Myman.
First things first, Baker. Let's pick up, Philip Baker.
Yeah,
Weller.
Phil Baker and Weller.
The starters.
That is, they are the OG starters, right? But the scene has lived and thrived and become more successful in their absence.
Very true, facts.
So we can't say because they started it that they deserve a place. We only got four places.
No.
And then man will take two, so.
No.
Weller is more inclined to deserve a spot than Theo, but Theo. Still...
Yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't put him on the Mount Rushmore.
No, I won't put him there.
I wouldn't put him there.
No. Maybe one day he might get on there.
He might.
Maybe one day.
He might.
Maybe one day, but... No, he doesn't deserve to be there, but...
He don't deserve to be there.
Kudos, big up Weller.
He's starting in... Yeah, starting in the fight, in the fighters section.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So... JJ, let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
JJ has to be there. First person to shed light on the crossover boxing, the influencer boxing scene. Him fighting Weller. Went on to fight Logan twice.
Yeah. He is the scene.
He is the scene. He is the heart.
He is the scene.
He is the scene. Like, he is the scene.
He's the only guy, you know.
One of the best promoters.
Mm.
Has his own boxing company.
From it, yeah. He has to be on
there. Interest from Eddie Hearn and the pro boxing scene.
The pro boxing scene, yep. Pay-per-view numbers smashed. Had people like Devin Haney on his undercard.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
Devin was on his undercard. Billy Joe Saunders on his undercard.
Big bro them.
Big Bro them on that day in
Billy Joe was on. Was that was Miami? That was Miami. That was Miami. That was Gibbs.
Billy Joe in Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, so Gibbs had Billy Joe on his undercard. Yeah,
Dimitri Andrade as
for real. So we got to put JJ there for the sheer fact of the scene is the scene because of him.
Yeah, because of him, and a lot of people want to earn no money if it wasn't for him.
Him. That's you know what I'm saying?
He fed a lot of people.
He did.
He fed the scene. He fed me. He fed us all, bro.
Everyone
misfits. Like, the fighters of the roster, he fed them.
Yeah.
So
he deserves a solid spot.
Yep.
On the
for
Mount
me,
Rushmore.
Number one.
Number one, innit? Yeah.
Number one.
Has to be there. Let's take a step away from the fighters for a second and look at the management.
Yeah.
Now we got Mams on there. Stuart, Liam, Eddie Hearn, Jeff, Nikisa. These are the main managers
in the scene. Yeah,
they're not managers. Key main on there. Yeah, I don't know if you put him in them. Oh yeah, Happy Punch. What do you think about if Keem should be on there or not? Because he's the original drama alert. He's the original.
Like, it shouldn't be on there, but his name has to be mentioned. Honorable mention because the social media aspect. I think he was reporting it from day dot.
He was. He was.
I think we met him one time in, when we went to LA.
I don't know,
it might be Logan 2 or Logan. No, Logan 1. Was it
I
Logan 1?
It was 1, you know.
Yeah, it was Logan 1.
That's when Razgum and that was on.
Yeah. So
that wave. Really, it's been about
early.
When we see Nick Cannon in the ring.
He's been pushing.
With a turban.
Remember that? When it came with a turban, didn't it?
I got a picture.
I might even put a picture up.
There's definitely a picture there, and you had the Rolex chain on it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this guy really wants us to get robbed today, bro.
I'll put the picture up.
Go and get a picture up. But, yeah, we. Keem, honorable mention.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. I feel like, I don't, like you said, there's only 4 spaces. Now, Liam and Stuart. Shout out to Liam. Yeah. Shout out to Stuart. Yeah, OP upload, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put the first events on.
They put Solo Dolo.
Yep,
Solo, Copper Box Arena. And it was
and
a great
Men
event.
And Men Arena.
And yeah, and Men.
The first Logan and JJ.
There was no assistance for that. Okay, yeah.
Because that's where it got copyrighted mad on YouTube and that.
What one was YouTube a part of? Was it the first one?
I think they would. The second one was YouTube pay per view. I think.
Yeah.
The first Logan and JJ one in Men Arena was YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think they realized it's not.
Not for yeah.
Yeah, we can't control much, yeah. these man. And then they brought in Eddie.
Okay.
To help it with the Zone and Sky.
Okay. Big up Stuart, Liam, done a lot of work, especially Liam.
Yeah. Because these are the OGs.
Yeah.
Stuart as well, because they came together originally. They came together, got JD to sponsor the show and all these things.
Yeah.
And wasn't. Who was Weller represented by? Stuart at that time.
Probably Liam.
Liam. So again, the main event of the first big show was JJ and
Weller.
Yeah. That's his guys.
Yeah.
Battling. But what does that mean we give them a space on the Mount Rushmore? Because we kind of argue and say if they didn't put their minds together to create a show.
Yeah. Would it have came through? Yeah. But you have to big them up. I don't think they deserve to be on Mount Rushmore.
As we go on. All right, then. Let me ask you straight up.
Yeah.
What about Mams? Does Mams deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore?
Okay, so we've gone into the
new age.
Well, that's it.
I don't think he does yet.
I'll call it the third chapter.
Third?
Of crossover influencer boxing.
So first wave is like first Gibb fighting Max and that.
Yeah, like the first show, then the Men Arena.
Yeah. Then the second
then
wave is
second one.
LA.
Gibb. Or whatnot, Gibb. Jake. Yeah, Jake. And then third wave, the third chapter is Misfits.
Yeah.
Misfits.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it might be fourth chapter. Because there was that social gloves.
Oh, yeah, there
Misfits
was a
social gloves.
Misfits
were on the back, hairstyle retired.
Yeah.
Nothing was happening.
Yeah, there was a
only
social
only Gibb was fighting, Jake was fighting.
What's the other one? Showstar came through.
What do you call it? What's the name? Austin's thing, isn't it? Is that social gloves?
Social gloves. Okay, yeah, his one was social gloves. But then the one where Deji fought...
Showstar.
Yeah, that was Showstar, innit?
Showstar, I believe, yeah.
And then they come back as
Kingpin.
Kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's been a little wave.
There's been many chapters.
Now we're talking about it. So, manager wise.
Yeah, but Mams, obviously, he's allowed a lot of people to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But not yet, though.
What do you mean?
You don't make the Mount Rushmore yet.
Ah, not yet. But he's a contender.
He's a contender. Heading towards it if the industry continues to thrive. Because Mams is in a position where some people love him, but if the industry dies, everyone will hate him. He hasn't made it solidified yet as an OG of the crossover boxing.
Yeah.
He can. He has the powers. He has the capacity to.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't make it there, everyone would just feel jingles and say, you use me for your show. Yeah. He's literally at that point.
I think Mams, Mams could be nearly there, you know. He's done a lot.
The Prime Card.
Yeah, the Prime Card, the Misfits.
The Misfits shows.
Consistent shows.
Yeah.
A lot of fighters coming in.
He's the only manager on there. Obviously, we're not including Eddie like that.
Let's, in this term.
Probably Mams and Nikisa are the most consistent managers in the crossover team.
That's every time
Jake fights, he's managing.
And then,
so it's like they do the consistency of things. Liam does here and there. Stuart does here and there. Eddie's Eddie Hearn. He does what he does. Yeah. And Jeff is, that's WWE now.
Yeah.
If he's Logan's manager.
Yeah.
But Jeff did come together with him to create the first big bang.
Yeah, so big up Jeff as well. But then we have to big up Nikisa for what he's done with Jake.
It's true.
To big him up.
You do. Because
I heard that he was a former UFC
employee. He used to be up in there.
Jake's gone the sort of route of fighting MMA fighters. It's through his linkage.
Yeah, Nikisa, man.
And when nothing was going on in the scene, Nikisa and Jake was pushing it.
It's true.
When everyone was bored at home, they was watching Jake.
In the panoramic. Yeah.
They had to watch Jake.
When Nate Robinson was getting slumped.
Ben.
Woodley. Yeah. He kept it,
They kept it going.
They kept a wave going. Even when JJ was on the world tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He kept...
They had the torch. That was the one carrying the torch.
So what are we going to do, Lee? Out of the managers here on the list, provided these are the valid names.
Yeah,
I don't believe there's a name missing. That
nope, there's not no name missing.
If we had to put a manager on the Mount Rushmore crossover boxing next to JJ, who's already concreted his place, who would it be?
I think it'll be Mams. He's fed more people. More people. Bro, think of the Misfits.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fed more people, bro.
It's true. We'll be on now. Misfits 12.
Yeah. But think about some people who won't have pot to piss in. Now they've got.
Yeah.
Now they can buy Reebok Classics.
No, facts.
They can buy Reebok workouts
but
now.
But then Nikisa, with MVP, you've got Serrano and Katie Taylor.
Yeah, they made that.
Sell out MSG.
Yeah, that's good.
Seven-figure payday.
That's good. But that's only a few people eating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a computer Mams, game. Yeah, Mam's got a computer
Ray's
game.
Ray's Pineda. Pineda was on a donkey.
It's true.
Nah, he's driving Lambo. I don't know about Lambo. But he's got a little truck, maybe.
Got a little truck and that. So, but I hear it, you know. I hear it. I don't know if you're saying this because you're on a small council.
No, but think about it, though. He's allowed a lot of people to eat.
No, he has. Listen, man, you know me, bro.
Ratsu's got no tooth.
What's that got to do with
you? No, but I'm saying, like. But that's how much it means to him.
Man said, Ratsu's got no tooth. He doesn't, but we like Ratsu anyway.
But it means a lot to a lot of people.
I know where Slim's come from. He's giving people more purpose. Come on, man. Yeah, he's giving them a purpose in that. You know what? If Misfits didn't exist now, we'd have nothing, innit?
Just Jake, innit?
Jake. Because Gibbs has gone around trying to shut things down and successfully has. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Without Misfits, especially on this side of the Atlantic,
Crossover
boxing would be dead.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
Mems. Yeah.
Would Kingpin and Social Gloves have worked?
No.
They wouldn't have. They didn't have the structure.
Kingpin Show, they ain't going to work. Misfits didn't
work. No, but if there was no Misfits, people will have to tune in more and pay attention more. Yeah, but they'll be bored.
The Kingpin still didn't pay who they were supposed to pay, right? Regardless of Misfits. Misfits has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
These men just outfunded themselves. So they proved they're not sustainable. You know what, Lee? Based on what you're saying, not because I want to agree with you, but I don't want to disagree either. Based on the facts, I think Mams, yeah, I think Mams should make it. Just because he is responsible for this thing continuing today.
Yeah.
Especially on this side of the world, bro. Liam Stewart might feel a bit hard done by because they are the originators. But at the end of the day, on the real Mount Rushmore, they say Christopher Columbus discovered the United States, and he ain't on that.
That's true.
So not always the discovery man get the position.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I lost the lid from my pen. But based on that philosophy, we're going to go with the Mems, right? We're going to put Mems on there right now. We're going to put Mems on there. Because you're right. You're right. He's made a lot of men have a purpose. The Dean the Greats.
Come on.
Yeah. The Slims, the Raxus, even when the OnlyFans get a run through.
It's giving them a little avenue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Showing them there's other ways of making money.
Swans, yeah.
There's other ways of making money.
Swans got more diss tracks going and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like Tommy Fury managed to drag the pro world in as well. You know what? Yeah, man. Fair play. And it's on the 12th show. Already. It's going quick. Yep. I remember Misfits 001 and I remember Misfits James Bond as well.
Yeah.
And that just quick, boy. It's nice on Misfits 12. But Mems, I'ma agree, deserves a position. However, in the next 12 months, we'll see if we get the wrecking ball and lick him off it. Because if he doesn't, he ain't got, in my mind, Mems doesn't have a concrete position.
Oh no, don't stop so far. It can get changed.
JJ can't.
His position is solidified.
Mems is there right now, but he can get swoop up.
Yep.
But we're gonna put Mems on there right now. So we made sure we got a manager.
You know what's funny? See, when we started this, I didn't think Mems was gonna be up there.
I didn't either, you know. I just thought he's too new to be there.
That's good.
The impact. But we said we're judging it on the impact. And this is not a discredit to any of the other managers that we've mentioned. Everyone has played their part for real. But yeah, if we're going back into the fighter list now, let's bring up a name that people often talk about in our comments. Mm. Our close boy, Eason Gibson.
Oh, Gib.
Does Gib deserve to be in the Mount Rushmore?
He deserves
There's
to
only
be
two
there.
Places left.
There's two places left. But as the conversation carries on, people can drop out, maybe. Or people can get replaced.
Yeah.
So we'll give the final Mount Rushmore at the end.
Yeah.
But I believe Gib does deserve to be there.
I'm going to have to check this other page right now. I think Gib does. But does he deserve to be there more than Jake Paul?
Jake Paul's there. Jake Paul is there.
He is.
No ifs, no buts, no maybe. He's certain.
He is, isn't it?
He's certified.
Because I feel like for us, but then, okay. Mount Rushmore, impact on the crossover game. Do you put Logan over Jake? Or Jake over Logan?
Jake goes over Logan because Jake was carrying the scene. Yeah, the end game is KSI versus Jake.
It is the end game. I agree.
Listen, when JJ was doing music, was over
Jake
there,
was, yeah,
Jake was carrying the scene by himself. The scene.
He was.
By himself.
He... Would I put him in the scene on the Mount Rushmore over his brother? I don't know.
No.
Because when it came to the time, when it could have been him, he didn't want no smoke.
Yeah, he didn't want to smoke with JJ.
And he said, big bro, you go handle it.
That's very true.
Big bro failed, then that's he come back true. Saying, I'm going to avenge you.
Yeah, I like remember. Anime. I remember saw in the video crying.
It's what I'm saying, crying.
Shannon Briggs.
No beard in that.
Yeah.
But without, all right, Lee, this is where I'm looking at it. Without these two here, does man like him even believe to let it continue?
Oh, no way.
That's what I mean.
No way.
Does Mams Taylor wake up in the morning without Logan and JJ scrapping? Do any of these men wake up in the morning?
None though.
Without these men scrapping?
No.
That's why I feel like it's hard to not put Logan on it.
No, we have to big him up. We have to big up Logan. But he doesn't deserve to be there over Jake. No way. Listen, Jake carried the scene. Why do people want to fight MMA people and other people now? Because of Jake.
True.
No, till this day, no one calls that Jake. Who's calling that Jake? Swipe across to the other fighters. Who's calling them out? One man called him out. I made a big mistake for calling him out.
You. we love you, man. But that is what you did, though.
That is what you did.
Right.
No one else calls him out, you know.
We're going to circle back on the fighters. But you think Jake 100% is as solid as JJ in the Mount Rushmore crossover boxing?
Listen, 100%.
Rums, what are you saying?
Nah, I think so. Because he even brought money into certain aspects of the thing. Mm. Think about how many people came up and was getting money from like bigger sponsors and all this kind of stuff.
It's true.
Because he kept on going.
That's true.
It's true.
You're thinking about impact.
Yeah.
That's a big impact.
No, of
every
course.
Every man that retired come out and train again.
I feel like a lot of the originators, which is normally how life goes. It's normally how life goes. The pioneers and originators, they get pushed to the side, little piece.
Listen, see Jake versus Woodley.
Mm.
No one would have done that. No fighter in the crossover boxing world or influence world would have thought
that was a game changer. That was a game changer because it took it from
the risk. It took it from influencer to former
like world champion athlete. Like I'm not taking nothing. Like, everyone knows I give Jake his credit. Man. I give his credit all the time, whether friends like it or not. But I just was trying to throw that spanner in the wheel because Logan is. Like, you can't, you know, like, cool. You can't talk about crossover boxing without talking about Jake Paul.
Did Logan fight?
You can't talk about crossover boxing without talking about Logan. Logan fought not. Floyd in that.
Did he fight Floyd before Jake fought Woodley? Woodley, sorry.
That's a good question. Let's have a butcher.
But still, fighting Woodley was way more dangerous than fighting Floyd.
Yeah, no, of course. It's a more competitive fight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul versus Mayweather. When was that?
6th of June 2021.
And then is it
Jake versus Woodley 1?
When was this now? August 29th.
Oh, I said just after, yeah.
So
yeah.
Just after.
A couple of months after.
Literally a couple months after. So I'm not going to argue the thing and say that Jake don't deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore. Comments, I know you lot are going to go in on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, yes. Longevity-wise, yes. Doing things that no one else has tried to do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But does all of it matter if them two didn't scrap? That's my argument. Does it matter? And when he had the chance to be him, he said no.
But when KSI and Logan scrapped, so did Jake and Deji.
Fair play.
It was a big, big deal.
With what you just said, I agree. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, fine. That's it. Yeah. Defo.
And then mentioning Deji's name.
It's true because it was the double show.
Yeah,
it was a double show. Brother versus brother, brother versus brother. Yeah, we'll get 100%. We're giving it.
And
to
Deji
you.
Was the catalyst for the whole event by going to America.
Yeah, 100%, we got to put Jake on there. I never thought he didn't deserve to be on there. I'm wary. We got four places. Mams is a man that might get dropped out of these four places.
It's possible.
Let's see. All right, let's move on to the coaches. So you got Shannon Briggs, Milton, Coach Milton Supreme, Vidal Riley, Daly, Perales, Leon Wills, Jaylion Love, Alexis, Street Fighters, BJ Flores. He's in a bit of trouble right now. But we still ain't that guy. And he's always been calm to me. But yeah, BJ Flores as well. We got the miscellaneous. Now, I wouldn't put any of the coaches there on the Mount Rushmore, including me and you, because there's only four places.
Yeah.
If it was a top 10 thing, I'd dash us in there. Why not?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it's top 10, 100%.
You have to throw us in there. Room rules have to be up in there. But
yes, 100%.
With four places, we're not going to toot our own horn and get you guys to unsubscribe by putting us... By taking Mums out and putting me in. Like, we're not going to do that. Yeah. And I genuinely don't believe that should be the case anyway. If it was a Mount Rushmore of coaching, no doubt. Our two black faces will feature on that mountain.
Yeah.
100. Successful. You have more wins in this industry than me.
I think than everyone there.
Than everyone there. You understand? Yeah. But because it's not just coaches in the Mount Rushmore, I don't think anyone in that list deserves to make it.
Nope.
I don't.
None at all.
I don't. This Shannon, us and Shannon was the best coaching rivalry that I think crossover has seen.
Ever.
I think that's the best coaching rivalry has seen because...
When it comes to action, when it came to the press conferences, no one done it better.
And I'm not even just saying
even
that,
you were shouted as well.
Yeah, bro.
That was funny.
In LA when it got heated. Man's head, man scuffling. It's got 2 million views.
See?
That's what I'm saying. Man's hair, look, just doing madness. We was dashing t-shirts at man. Man said, you can get naked right now. He was chatting wild, like
the open workout in, what you call it,
when was that?
In LA. Remember? By the stairs.
By the beach.
Yeah, by the beach.
Yeah. There was always a beef.
Always something going on. There was
always a problem. But we done that. Yeah. I'd say that was the best coaching rivalry of crossover so far. If you lot have seen a better one, let me know. Even you and Shane Mosley, that was a bit off the books.
Yeah, that was off the books though.
But that was cold.
That was cold as well.
But we had our moments.
No, we've had our moments.
Fousey,
Swarms as well.
We've actually had our moments still. We've been active. But no coaches on this list make the Mount Rushmore. Going into the miscellaneous now. Keem, we spoke about Keem.
Mm-hmm.
Wade. Now, Wade can argue his spot as much as Mams can argue his spot on the Mount Rushmore. Not because he's funded people like that, but because when no one cared about the scene, he stayed hot. Mm. He kept it.
Nice. Wade
been
very has played a very big part in the scene.
Very big part in the scene.
Loves the scene, cares for the scene, wants the scene grow. So he's done a lot for the scene. He's educated a lot of people that don't understand boxing, don't understand the scene and whatnot.
For real. What show has he not worked on?
Like, that's true.
What company?
Yeah. Network, he's been around the place.
He's been on it. Kingpin done that. MVP doing that.
Yeah.
Misfits done that.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't missed. He's been the guy. People wanted him for commentary. Show star wanted
from
him for commentary.
From commentary to great ideas, production wise, content wise, he's a G.
Brought me through on a couple things. He said, I want to do commentary, but how come you ain't asked Vidal? Couple times he's done that and brought man through on a few opportunities. So I always hold Wade in high regard for that.
Of course.
Because a next man, not if I do that for a next man. Yeah. But I don't know. Let's see the next list. Let's see the list here.
No, we've got to big up. I see Austin McBroom. We have to big him up.
Because
when nothing was happening, he tried.
He did try.
He tried to create.
He just chose the wrong opponent.
No, not even fighting Gibb. The first show when...
Taylor Holder. When Gibb
fought
Taylor Holder.
He fought Bryce. The event was actually all right. He tried to have the rappers there, but the budget...
The budget,
little baby...
Yeah.
Khalid.
Tried to do a lot, innit?
He tried, done too much.
But he tried.
He
did try and contribute.
Because everyone watched it still. Whether people pirated it and whatnot.
I remember
people
watching
it. It was a good event.
It's panoramic, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin, now shout out to Austin. He
tried twice, innit?
He did try twice.
Yeah.
He tried, but you know.
Mm-hmm. And gave Gibb some good fights.
I'm not starting on him no more because people don't like us starting on Sensei.
You have to big up Sensei.
You have to big up
Sensei. You know why? Because, but see, when you first started training JJ, I didn't know who JJ was. I didn't know who KSI was.
Mm.
I knew the lyric from Chipmunk. You're not KSI.
Yeah.
Something about when he's cussing
Bugsy.
No, I know when he's cussing P Money.
Oh, P Money.
That green Lambo is not yours.
You're not KSI.
You're not KSI. That's the only KSI I heard. Then bam, bam, bam.
Things grow.
So then Sensei flew over.
I didn't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
I didn't know what FaZe Clan was. I didn't know what Sensei, he was a Sensei of.
I knew FaZe Clan because I used to play Call of Duty.
Okay. And I know they're big on the gaming later on, I found out. But before that, I'm like, FaZe Clan, I don't know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But he flew over and he was the first like, JJ, you got this. I'm supporting you. He was that guy. I can't lie. He was like the unwritten assistant to our coaching.
And it was slightly at the time sort of USA versus UK as well.
It was.
And he was riding for the UK.
Yeah, and he didn't care. He flew over and he helped out our guy. So I do give Sensei his props. And I want to look in the camera and say, just because I think Sensei shouldn't fight no more, whatever, doesn't mean I don't respect this guy as a person and what he's done to help me, help Lee, and help the community. That is facts.
Facts.
And I stand on business when I say that.
Yep.
I just don't think you should fight anymore. But anyway. Now, moving on. Tommy Fury, get out of here, man.
He ain't making Mount Rushmore anything.
Yeah. Bryce Hall, no.
Nope.
Dylan Dennis, no. Nope. Floyd Mayweather, no.
He sort of put the crossover boxing in the air, but you don't deserve to make it in this scene. No. But
sorry, Floyd. Sorry, Floyd. He's got enough. He's on the real Mount Rushmore. Yeah, the normal boxing.
Yeah, but
he don't need to be up
there. Him versus McGregor.
That is the scene, isn't it?
That was the first one.
That's 2017.
First and biggest one. And look, all these people trying. Bro, Drake was trying to be McGregor for the longest time.
Yeah, it's true.
For the press conferences, even the way and stance and all of that. Most of these people are taking
the business model. And
the business model.
But Floyd, man, he can stay on the traditional Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we're not gonna put him on there.
He can chill.
Yeah, he's good already.
AT. Nah. Wasabi.
He's trying, but nah. Wasabi, no.
King Kenny, no. Happy Punch.
At the start of this whole Misfits thing, they was doing a lot. They was very pushing.
They had the Happy Punch prelims.
Prelims.
Didn't they do Happy Punch prelims on the prime card?
No, not on the prime card. Innit? No, no. I think the one was before was their last.
The one before, innit?
But they was trying to push fighters, giving people a lot of media and whatnot.
No, they were. They were looking like they're going to trump the game.
Yeah,
like everyone that was signed to Happy Punch had an opportunity.
What's going on here?
That's Keem and them, Keem and Fousey.
Yeah,
the zone. I'll let you say it.
The zones. They don't deserve to be on there, but they...
Do they not?
Do Mount Rushmore.
Right.
They're needed. They're currently needed.
If Mams
is linked... No, but before Mams, there was the zone.
Yeah, before Mams, there was involved.
Yeah.
Before Mams, there was involved. But how Mams has helped create longevity...
Yeah.
So did them man by agreeing to show his thing?
Of course. But even when JJ fought Logan 2, that was on the zone.
True.
Staples, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true.
Great arena, we had fun.
It's true.
So they still have belief because they saw the money.
Yeah, and they're trying, and they're new school, anyway.
Yeah,
they're
new school.
So they're trying, I don't know.
Production wise, it's good. They help. They need it.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to piracy and all these things.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
They help hold that down.
Yeah. Because if there wasn't no DAZN and it was just like these other events trying to do their thing with these other third party companies, getting pirated, people won't be able to get paid.
It would be long.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's true.
So it won't be sustainable.
It's true.
Big up the zone. They can.
Yeah, man. No, you have to give them respect, man. And they They said we're gonna invest.
Yeah.
They said we're gonna invest, and we believed in the viewership of this.
Yeah.
And we'll keep it going. So again, I don't know if they make the Mount Rushmore, but honorable mention because of how they kept the scene going.
Yeah.
Social gloves, hell no.
No, they don't deserve to.
Hell no. Gibbs shut that shit down.
Down.
Before it could even make a stone on the night.
I'm trying to think, what fighters are even active from social gloves?
They have fighters.
No, like, who come from them? Like, who was raised by them? Jarvis, raised by them. They raised Jarvis.
Oh, yeah, Jarvis.
Taylor Holder. Austin's not bad.
Yeah, that's
good. Bryce Hall's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
It's true, Bryce Hall. But he's in BKFC now.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I feel like social gloves, they're nearly people, nearly made it people.
Yeah, nearly, almost.
If the outcome between Gibb and Austin was different, who knows?
Yeah.
But from the CEOs getting murked, that's it.
Yeah.
I see Harvey's on there as well.
Honourable mention, we got Harvey.
Honourable mention, obviously we can't put Harvey on the Mount Rushmore if we didn't put us on the Mount Rushmore. So, Harvey's he's the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Crucial to allow these things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't. Pineda,
nope.
Winderson, nope. Temper, True Jordy.
Big up True Jordy. Big up Brian.
Big up Brian.
Big up Brian, because he was there from the beginning.
You see,
from the beginning.
Now that's a name.
So
that elevator. Makes me think. That makes me think.
Yeah,
because he was there from the beginning, the original press conference holder.
Original. He knows
the original instigator.
Yeah. Original.
Bring Big Gibber, release Big Gibber. Remember, he ran up on the stage, man. Release him.
Even Aunt Santa JJ, like, ain't you got something more to say?
Yeah.
Logan Paul,
You know what? True Jordy, yeah.
Big him up, man.
He deserves his credit. I can't lie.
Yep. Even the interviews around.
You remember the time when he put us on the show?
Yeah.
Like, no, man. He's done his thing, you know. I feel like he was the first person with that news reporter podcasty platform.
He was.
To bring them man on. To bring them and them on.
Yeah, big interview with JJ.
Yeah.
Logan,
yeah,
Jay.
He done it all. Live streaming.
Yep.
As well. Now he's in small council as well.
Yep. Yeah.
He's in a small council. You know what? True Jordy might not. The reason why he might have to make the Mount Rushmore is because he's lived through every phase.
He has.
You could say the same for you, though. I can't lie. You could say the same.
I've seen it all.
Yeah. And you've seen it, coached it, commentated it.
Yeah.
Small council now as well.
True.
To be fair to you,
I think I've been on the most shows.
You've been on the most shows.
I've seen it.
You've got the most wins.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. Like, I don't know. They're not being fair to you, Lee. Now, be fair. Now, you got to be fair. Because when you think about it, cool. You got the most. Is there any crossover boxing coach with more wins than Lee? If there is, put it in the comments. But I don't believe so, you know.
I don't think so.
And you've gone through every phase. You said there's three chapters. You've been present.
There might be more. There might be four chapters, you know.
There might even be four chapters now. You've been present in every chapter. Every chapter.
Every chapter.
True Jordy's been present in every chapter. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the only difference, the only thing I could say.
I know, I've definitely got the most air miles.
That's it. Now I've got the most air miles. But he's saying the next flight you get 2,000 miles free. But the only thing I would say, the difference between you and True Jordy is True Jordy obviously had the platform. We arrived.
And he was there. Yeah.
And he shared that with us even to help us move. That's the only thing, you know, with True Jordy, he was there and he tried. He man beefed everyone as well when he needed to.
I wonder how he got involved in it. First press conference when Joe pushed JJ?
Yeah.
Was True Jordy there?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. He was at the first.
We weren't there.
He was there.
Mm.
And then obviously he done the Yorkool one.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then he's just since then, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's been, but then he did drift off a little piece, obviously. Yeah. Life is life, and you get me? You have to take little steps. And then he came back.
Yeah.
And now he's still a pivotal part. Like, he puts out tweets that make me think, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? If True Jordy is sitting in with that dark background and then beats on, yeah, and he goes, listen, I'm like, you know what? He has a point. I would pencil him on Mount Rushmore, you know. I'm not going to lie. I would pencil him in because he's held it down.
No.
He's held it down. He's
a catalyst in this.
Yeah. And a lot of his long interviews, his sit-down episodes and whatnot is what got a lot of smoke going. Like, I feel like he has to be on there from that list. That's the only, on this list here, that's the only person I would say deserves his place, like, on the Mount Rushmore. Well, we got Logan, Gibb, Jake, Joe Willoff, you know, sort of probably Deji. Deji as well, honourable mention.
Honourable mention.
He's too in and out of the game, though.
Yeah.
He's too in and out of the game.
He can potentially, it depends how this year goes for him, next year goes for him.
Oh, yeah.
He could
definitely slide in next to his brother. He could definitely just jump in there and say, I'm an originator.
Yeah.
But I feel like with what we've got now, our Mount Rushmore, as it stands, is KSI, Mams Taylor, Jake Paul, and True Jordy. Now, people are going to beef us.
They're going to go on five.
Let me tell you this right now. I'm going to look into the camera as you guys are beefing us. And I'm going to say, just explain why yours would be different.
You know what's funny? See, before all this, I thought, yeah, KSI, Jake.
I thought it was going to be quite straightforward. I thought it would be KSI, Jake, Logan, and then... I don't know, I was going to probably put a Stuart in there or something.
Yeah, I thought maybe Gibb.
Yeah.
From the content-wise and whatnot. Content-wise, put on good fights, redemption arc, you know what I'm saying?
Gibb, therefore, there's bare honourable mentions. See, the thing is,
who's took a loss in the scene and bounced back?
Like Gibb, no one. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
And see, even like in terms of like
this guy improvements was a meme.
From crap to improving,
he was a meme.
Biggest meme. The biggest meme,
bro.
The biggest meme.
I remember being in, bro. I remember being in the group chat, and someone sent in a meme like, "Oh, when you're busting to go to the toilet, but you can't get in your block." And then it was just showing Gibb like, I was thinking, that's my guy, you know?
Shit.
I was thinking, that's my guy. And I was in the corner and, but no one has redeemed themselves as well as Gibb in the history of crossover boxing.
Mm-hmm.
It began in 2017. We gave the originators their credit, the Columbuses of the thing, Weller and Baker. But no one has done redemption like Gibb.
Yeah.
Nobody.
No one.
And I don't think they ever will. They might. No, it might. Mm-hmm. I think based on the wave of things, I don't think anyone ever will manage to get that comeback again. Jake's lost to Tommy.
Yeah.
JJ's lost to Tommy. No matter what they're going to do, it won't be the best comeback ever of crossover because of the paths, like the way it's all changed. Yeah. Now. Like, you shouldn't be fighting Tommy anyway. This, you know what I mean?
Yeah, story's
reality. You know what I mean? Yeah. You man shouldn't be fighting Tommy anyway.
Yeah.
Gibb's always...
His story's dope, though.
Yeah.
Lose him, then the getting the robbery, the draw. The
robbery, the draw.
You know what I'm saying?
Then coming back for the CEO.
Yeah. No one's got a better story like that.
No one's
got a better story. But then I'm thinking...
Dealt with Jarvis.
Yeah. Is there any fighters that can potentially try and get up there? Can you see it happening?
Maybe Salt.
Yeah.
Salt could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's suffered two defeats, isn't it?
Yeah, back two defeats, back. Yeah.
And if he comes back this year and next year for and he becomes Misfits champion,
yeah,
then you can't take that away from him.
He'll have to find a way to fight Slim again.
He would have to.
Yeah.
That's a big fight.
Yeah.
That's a big fight. And it was an exciting fight.
Very exciting.
So that's how it shapes up. But enough honourable mentions. I want to give an extra mention to Wade again as I look through the list. I want to give a mention to all the coaches there besides Jay Leon. I want to give a shout out to all the coaches on the list besides Jay Leon Love. Not because I just don't think Jay Leon should be there though.
Yeah.
BJ, cool. Despite recent activities, it has nothing to do with his coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Was it? So BJ's mate coaching Jake from the beginning. Yeah. Shane came in. Then he went to his other brother that's experienced Chambers, as well. I forgot his name. Yeah, Chambers, yeah. Not Jane, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Maybe the best teammate.
Team member, yeah.
Team member, but not coach. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Keem, yes. Austin, Sensei, yes. These men deserve the mentions. AT, even though it shouldn't, he don't really belong in there anyway, he's become a very key face
of the industry. Yes. He's putting work. I mean?
He's putting work and he promotes, man. Happy Punch, cool. But yeah, I feel like we given the mentions. We've done who we think should make the Mount Rushmore. It is JJ, Mams, Jake Paul, and True Jordy.
We happy with that?
You wouldn't probably give me one in there or Wade in there or...
Or Logan.
Bro, I told you Logan. Yeah, I said to you, that Logan, I think we're doing the brother quite harsh by not putting him in there, but we can't put him in there over his brother because of what you said. He was on the show too.
Yeah. But what about True Jordy and Mams? I believe this is good. I'm happy with this. We can do another video later on down the line.
Yeah.
Could change. Things could change.
Logan, if I was going to add him in, I think I'd take out True Jordy and put Logan. Yeah. I'll keep Mams because the reasons provided are very solid. He's responsible on this side of the Atlantic for crossover boxing staying alive.
Yeah.
Created big shows, created careers for people. Remember, it's not only the people that are in the ring that's got jobs from his idea.
Sure. Come on.
The man that does the lights, the man that does the camera,
security team,
the one that's running the social page, the one that's checking all the fighters into the hotel. These are all people on the payroll.
Yep.
These are all things created because he said, let's run this thing.
Yeah, let's push it.
I'm going to wear this hat and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think, you know what? Cool. But True Jordy, I think I might just put Logan. I might put Logan there, man. Because I just believe these two names sitting next to each other, nothing would be the same, bro, if these men didn't initiate it.
That's true. That's true.
Wait,
so Logan.
I would have JJ, Mams, Jake, and Logan. But to put two Paul on one mountain.
No, but they're separate people, man.
They're separate people. But yeah, it goes to show how influential they are.
Yeah, very true.
To the thing. Because when we was out in LA, I didn't know about these men, and these men became a problem to my life.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Bro, I will never forget the ambush.
On Vine, bro.
I will never forget the ambush, bro. Yeah. When we went to that face party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they come out of nowhere. Trying to square up. I couldn't believe it.
They said, hey, boy.
I thought it was something else.
Yeah, same.
No, we're not used to that.
Like, I didn't know. Well, it was at the top of some mountain as well.
Yeah, like a party, innit? Yeah, in the hills.
It was a party in the hills. It was on the top of the mountain. I don't remember how. It looked, what was it, like a oriental design
like
there, something,
innit? Shaolin Temple type
Shaolin
place.
Temple.
Yeah.
Walk around, Nick Cannon's trying to stay low-key. Mm. Donnie's got, he's got a turban on. I said, yo, let's get a picture, man. I've been watching that while and now. And what's that one he was in? Drumline. Man, seen Nick up in the movies. I said, yeah, man, let's get a picture. But we was up there. There's a couple other people we see out there as well, living life. But I think I might, man. As this episode ends, people, you let us know, and maybe we will do
In the comment section, list your four people for Mount Rushmore.
List your four people, and would you put Logan over True Jordy? Mm-hmm. And would you put Logan over Mams? That I want to know as well if that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if not, then just tell me how you completely change it all. But make sure you like and subscribe. Please check the streaming platforms. I've let Christian know to make sure all the new episodes are across the streaming platforms. Your Tidal, Spotify's, Apple Pods, all of it is there. So please check it. And make sure you always check out Leon Will's Academy. Because, you get me, it's a new year and I know you want to have a new body. That's it.
People, bless.
Love.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.